today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam to all of you. So welcome to today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about hypocrisy in Islam. So join us.
Without your warmth, without your smile, without you by my side, the world was so cold, I felt so lost. Without your light, I felt so blind.
Today, Tuesday, is the 16th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of the month of Azar, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of December, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and listen to chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 11 to 12.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ.
And when it is said to them, do not cause corruption on the earth, they say, we are but reformers.
أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
Unquestionably, it is they who are the corruptors, but they perceive it not.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Quran refers to the specialties of the hypocrites, the first of which is the claim of being reformers. While they are in fact mischief mongers, both their persistence on the path of hypocrisy and their accustomedness to these hideous, disgraceful agenda have caused to them to think gradually, and their activities are useful and constructive. And as it was mentioned previously, when sin is in excess and treats the limits, it seizes the sense of distinction, or even it reverses the man's distinction.
Allah.
Hypocrisy in Islam. Just on today's special from IRIB English Radio. Hypocrisy in Arabic is known as nifaq, which means showing one side of the belief while hiding the other. This implies that hypocrisy means when a person's inner disbelief contradicts his behavior and actions, and such a person is called a hypocrite. Hypocrisy in Islam is considered as a great sin which makes a person lie about his belief to gain a place in society. He extends his false support and loyalty to the Muslims, whereas conceals his state of disbelief inside. A hypocrite on the Day of Judgment will be at the lowest depth of hellfire for his concealed kufr.
Thank you.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the problem of hypocrisy. There were some people in Medina who pretended to be Muslims. Okay, they were, some of them, were among the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, because, I mean, day and night, they didn't lose any opportunity of being with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They didn't lose this opportunity, not for the sake of receiving any grace from being associated with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, they wanted to collect information and obtain some intelligence, I mean secret information, and wanted to convey and pass on those secret informations to the polytheists of Mecca, who were still among the opponents of the Prophet Muhammad. And, for example, in some battles that took place in the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, for example, in the Battle of the Trench, Harb al-Khandaq, Ghazwat al-Khandaq, we find that there were some people who secretly communicated with the Jews. And some of the Jews, even Jews of Medina, apparently they were confederates of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam due to a pact earlier signed, earlier concluded between them and the Prophet Muhammad. Yet they kept the secret relations with the Meccan polytheists. And we find that, I mean, this kind of hypocrisy harmed the Muslim community quite a lot.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Be with today's special and know about three forms of nifaq or hypocrisy. According to the technical definitions in Islam, there are three forms of hypocrisy. Number one, the belief in the heart is correct, but the deed and practice of the person conflicts with it. This is nifaq in deeds. Number two, in the heart, a person has no belief in Allah and His Messenger, and he makes the outward claim of Islam. This is nifaq in belief. This is clear and open disbelief. Those who are guilty of this will be in the depth of the fire. Number three, a person has disbelief in the heart, but he outwardly does not deny Islam. Apparently, he attests to Islam, and at the same time, he resorts to interpolation and process far-fetched interpretations for the Noble Quran, the blessed Ahadith, and the clear text of the scholars of Islam. He attaches his baseless and false beliefs to the text by doing this. This form of nifaq is the worst of it. Have a clue for curing hypocrisy. So how to cure hypocrisy? According to Islam, never let go of obligatory salah. Salah, or prayer, is the strongest pillar in Islam, and that no Muslim should ever skip the five times of salah. It's the best way to cure hypocrisy by getting closer and closer to Allah. Prayer or salah is the best shield a Muslim could have to defend himself from Satan. Recite the Quran Daily is another cure. Holy Quran is the cure to all disease, including hypocrisy. Recite the Quran daily as it has the healing effects that will calm and soothe someone's mind. Never miss a day without reciting the Quran.
Another sign and another quality of hypocrites is that they're cowards. Many of them, they're cowards. They're afraid to show their true feelings. They're afraid to show their true intentions and their true feelings. They don't. They hide their true intentions and their true feelings. They show you other feelings, other emotions, other sentiments. Why? Because they're cowards. Another sign of hypocrites, if you'd like to know if your friend is a hypocrite or not, usually a hypocritical friend is happy when you're sad and sad when you're happy. A hypocrite is like this. Whenever you're happy, when you accomplish something, they're sad. But when you're sad, they're happy. That's a sign of a hypocrite. A sign of a hypocrite is that they're very good at sweet talking. Their tongues, they're very sweet, very charming, very flattering. But deep down inside, they're poisonous snakes. They flatter you. They're charming with their tongues. There's no one more charming and can sweet talk other than more than a hypocrite. But deep down, they're snakes and scorpions. A hypocrite is never confrontational. They will never confront you face to face. They'll go back and they'll speak against you behind your back, but they're never confrontational. They will never face you face to face and tell you that this is how it should be, this is how it should be done. They're never confrontational. Another sign of a hypocrite is that they make you feel like they're looking out after you. You should do this, you should do that. They give you false advice, advice that they would never give themselves or give to those that they love. They make you feel like they're protecting you, but they're not protecting you. They're actually digging a trap for you. These are signs of hypocrites. Salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Some people are hypocrites unintentionally. Some parents can be hypocrites. There's a father that smokes, but he doesn't want his teenage son or daughter to smoke. He tells them, don't smoke. That's hypocrisy. Or a mother, her hijab isn't so perfect, but she wants her daughter's hijab to be perfect. That's hypocrisy. Or parents that don't always pray on time, but they encourage their children to pray on time. Or parents that tell their children not to use profanity, well, they use profanity. This is all hypocrisy. This is all hypocrisy. It doesn't work that way.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, hypocrisy in Islam, on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till another visiting, thank you very much, and we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? Told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, 'cause I'm a believer.